Yes, good morning. How are your conditions in Iraq?
I'm sorry?
How are your conditions there today?
Doing great. You know, nothing but sun and fun in the sand right over here.
I'll bet, yes. Well, what is your name, sir?
My name is Specialist Cesar Camacho.
Okay. And is this your first deployment?
That is correct, Mr. Adams.
And now, whereabouts, you know, where do your travels take you during the day? What is your daily routine like over there?
My daily routine is it's nothing set. There's nothing set in stone. Pretty much, my day consists of it's always different depending on what the job entails.
Right. Now, what's one of the toughest things to deal with when the most stress comes from for you over there?
Most stress, you say?
Yeah.
Personally, I try not to be stressed about my job because since my job is very important, you know, try not to get yourself stressed out. But there is many things about my job where you know, it can get tight on a daily basis. But you know, just you know, you just can't let it get to you. You know, you just gotta be professional all the time and go about your business in a professional manner.
Right. How is it going as far as working with the forces that are the Iraqi forces that are there that you're training?
Actually, it's actually kind of fun. You know, they look up to you. You know, there's a lot of them that are really proud of who they are. They're proud of their country and they want to make their country much better. You know, and it makes it easier for you to help train and help conduct operations or just conduct training. It's been a real pleasure. I can tell you that it's been a real pleasure and a real joy to have them work with us.
It's interesting. It sounds as though you're, you know, hitting it off there, and people are you know, working with you in cooperation.
Yes, it's not what it always seems. You know, you do have people. Yes, you do hear bad things happening, but you know, there are people in Iraq, you know, local nationals who do care about the country, who do want to make their lives much better, who want their family lives better. They want to see their country succeed, and that's why they want to help coalition forces here in Iraq.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And you feel as though there's some progress in the recent surge?
Oh, definitely. There's been a lot of progress. I know for one, everybody here has been in part of that surge. We've done many great things here to actually make Iraq look stronger, more settled, and definitely making people happy. That's just important. You know, local nationals, you know, they're looking for us for assistance, you know, to guide them, help guide them the correct way. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help the people, to help establish everything here that they want.
And how long is your tour of duty? When do you come back to the States?
Actually, my tour should end around October.
Oh, okay. So what's one of the things you look forward to the most when you get back?
First thing I'm looking forward to, Mr. Adams, is having my little girl run into my arms. That's the one main thing.
Oh, that's great. How old is she?
She'll be 5.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure she's looking forward to Dad coming home. That's fantastic. And we wish you some luck and Godspeed getting back here. And we'll be thinking of you and praying for you. And pass the word along to the people that you work with that people are thinking about you and praying for you and wishing you the best in safety and getting back home again.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right. You have a great day now. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Rocky Soldier Salute.
Bye-bye.